Hello, and welcome to a special Kirk Day bonus episode of the Virtual Coffee Podcast. Hey! I'm Dan, and this is a podcast that features members of the Virtual Coffee community. Hey! Virtual Coffee is an intimate group of developers at all stages of their coding journey, and they're here on this podcast, usually sharing their stories and what they've learned. Today, we had a little bit of a different time. Becca actually came up to Cleveland, where I work, and we actually met in person for the first time ever after knowing each other for over 3 years. And it was fun. And today is also Kirk Day, which you will hear about a little bit later in the episode. And also Kirk joins us as well. And it was really fun. And it was a fun little thing. We streamed it live. We had some people sharing it in the comments. And we thought we would share it on the podcast stream as well. So enjoy. And next week, we will get back to our regular schedule. Hey, we were muted the whole time. Becca, why did you do it?
That was not my fault.
I was just thinking in my head, oh, I hope the sound sounds good. And then I was like, and looked at the mute thing. And
just so everybody knows, I just did the most amazing
it was awesome.
Intro that I have ever done.
Yep.
It's
wicked. Yep.
So here's my not so great intro.
Redo.
We are coming at you live from Lakewood, Ohio. We are celebrating National Kirk Day, or International Kirk Day, as we more fondly know it, at Virtual Coffee.
Intergalactic Kirk Day.
Intergalactic, I was going to say disciplinary, that is not the right word. Dimensional, interdimensional Kirk Day.
Yes.
Because it is preserved everywhere, because Kirk is awesome and amazing, and we like to celebrate Kirk as much as we can.
Agreed.
Dan, would you like to introduce what International Dimensional Disciplinary Kirk Day is?
So was it just a year ago?
It was a year ago day.
Today, yes, Kirk, had a tweet where he,
it's an announcement.
I feel like I should read the right text.
Post it in the chat too.
This is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Kirk tweeted, "Today we have achieved the dream. My made a function called Missy Elliott that takes data structure, flips it and reverses it. I have ascended." And then very shortly after that, Missy Elliott replied on Twitter. Actual Missy Elliott, not a fake Missy Elliott.
The Missy Elliott.
And said something like, yeah, she said, "Wow, I'm so humbly grateful. Much love to y'all." And that was the beginning of the legend. It was really, really awesome. And everybody saw it, and Kirk's, Twitter, I don't know, let's see what the Kirk's tweet got 13,300 retweets
and 117,000 likes.
Yeah. And it's really good stuff.
Not only was it just YouTube, but it expanded. So this was not a one-day event. It was on Twitter, it was on LinkedIn, it was on Reddit. Everybody loves Kirk.
Yes. And we all already loved Kirk, and this is just a sort of celebration of the rest of the world, right?
Yeah.
Becoming aware of the Kirk.
So maybe we should tell our Kirk origin story.
I think that's a great idea. Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
You go first.
All right. I don't remember the moment, right, of meeting Kirk, because that was back in the time of Virtual Coffee being smaller, and so we had Slack and we had the coffees, obviously. But I'm not a person who, I don't know a lot of people. I don't really people don't stick in my brain until we interact, you know what I mean? And so my thing with Kirk was really the Hacktoberfest. It was really leading up to Hacktoberfest that year. So it was 2 years ago. And, Becca and I, we worked together, and I had known Sarah because she was, she was already helping with Virtual Coffee and all that stuff. And Becca just kind of roped me in for Hacktoberfest to help.
You were like, "If you need help with anything, let me know."
I may have said that.
So if you offer to help, you will.
It's true. Yes, most people find that out about me eventually. But yeah, and so Kirk was there too, right? And I knew, you know, I had heard his name or whatever.
But he wasn't Kirk at that point.
He was still TK.
He was still TK.
That's right. He was just the mysterious TK, which made me, you know, want to know him more, you know, because anybody that has a mysterious name, you know,
you need to know the story.
And so it was like that September leading up to that October. It was a lot of Kirk and I were, I mean, I was working on the site, and that's when the first, like, this, the current version of the site happened, you know, and we thought we should probably have a site for Virtual Coffee when we're doing all this stuff. And so I would be up in the middle of the night, and Kirk was usually there too. And we would like talk and, you know, throw ideas back and forth and think about things. And then he was doing a lot of the work on the, I don't know, more social aspect of it, the documentation, you know, thinking about how like people are going to interact with Virtual Coffee and like how we need resources for maintainers and what those could look like and things like that. And so I gained a lot of like, both it was like fun to hang out with him and I gained a lot of like respect for him, you know, at the same time. So, yeah. And then after that, it was just like, we're just talking every day and had been doing that for
ever
the last million years. Feels like, I don't know.
In all the dimensions.
In multiple dimensions. I'd say if we're going to use MCU, you know, terminology though, Kirk would be like a Nexus being, right? So there's only like one Kirk.
Yes.
Across the dimensions.
Yes.
He's Kirk. Our Kirk is Prime Kirk.
All the Kirks.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. He's the right Kirk.
Exactly.
I will tell my Kirk origin story. I don't remember it exactly, but I have known Kirk longer than most of the people I've known at Virtual Coffee. But back when I knew Kirk, he was like maybe a Python image or a snake icon.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was not, I didn't know his face. And then he started coming to Virtual Coffee and I am really nervous when I meet new people. And then I was like, I think this person knows me. And I had to try and figure it out. And he would sit at this office, like with this flag behind him. And everybody's wearing masks back then when you were on Zoom. And so I'm like, who is this person that is coming? I'm very nervous about them. And then Kirk kept showing up. I'm like, okay, this is like this person might be my friend. I think maybe we're moving into friendship right now. And then when we were moving into Hacktoberfest, I was like, I don't know who suggested it. Somehow, Kirk ended up on the Hacktoberfest team. And it was me, Dan, Sarah, Ryan, and Kirk. And I feel like me, Sarah, Dan, and Ryan were like, talk. And then Kirk was like, why don't we think about this for a second? Yes, we probably should.
That's true, yes.
So Kirk was always doing a great job of roping us all back to having productive conversations and making progress on all of the things that we were really excited about doing and making sure that they happened. And like for me, I'd heard about documentation, like you talk about documentation, but like what is that thing? And then like Kirk was like breaking it down. This is why documentation is important. And, you know, Kirk has a teaching background too. And so it was like, okay, this is starting to click a little bit more for me and to like show how you can help more people through the documentation became something that was like, it changed my life. You know, I'm like, no big deal, but.
No biggie.
That's all. So, all right, I'm going to check out the chat now. That's my Kirk origin story. And this is how he's become to be my best friend ever since.
Yeah. So we just got a comment from David saying, so cool to see you in the same place, physical place. Yeah. This is the first time that we have like actually met in real life. And we started working together. When did we start working together?
July. It would have been 3 years in July.
Yeah. Before Virtual Coffee. Like we were working together before Virtual Coffee started.
Dan fired me and that's how Virtual Coffee started.
As soon as I said that, I knew you were going to say that. I did not fire.
He did. Back. My kids got sent home from school and then I came home and Dan was like, sorry, you're fired. Good luck.
Listen, I mean, sometimes you have to fire people. didn't fire you. Okay. You were a contractor. And so I just stopped paying you and stopped doing work.
You're the worst.
In my defense, I didn't have any money to pay you with.
So okay.
I didn't have any work for you to do.
All right. Fine. I'll be fair. It was pandemic and there was no work. So he fired me on accident, apparently.
Yeah. Nick knew you were going to say that as well. You're becoming predictable.
But I feel like we've had a lot of new members that might not have known that you fired me many times ago.
So anyway, yes. So I don't know about you, Becca. I spent a lot of time okay, so what do I wear when I meet a person for the first time that I've worked closely with for 3 years? Obviously virtual coffee stuff. Becca wore the t-shirt and the hoodie. I just wore the hoodie.
I understood the assignment.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about it ahead of time. I almost texted you. I almost asked you, and I should have, because then we could have just been totally,
Oh, wait. Like, Arjun joined and wants to know who fired me. Dan fired me?
No, I did not fire you. I hate this. I'm shutting this stream down.
So maybe let's go back a little bit so I can tell the full story and give Dan the credit that he is owed. I'm a career changer. I spent 10 years teaching college English and I went to boot camp. And when I graduated, I put out a tweet saying that I was looking for a job. And Dan responded and hired me.
Not really. Yeah. Not really, but. Seriously. No.
So I did not, I didn't take any coding tests or have to do any strange problems that make no difference in the world. And so we worked together until the pandemic hit and then everything shut down. So, Dan,
and
I joke.
As soon as I had work coming back in, you had work coming back in too.
Yeah.
You never. Say
he rehires me.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it was a rough summer. It was a weird summer.
That was really rough, and that's how virtual coffee started too. Because I was getting slammed with interviews with kids at home and trying to figure out what life was like. And then I put out a tweet: "Does anybody want to meet up for virtual coffee?" And we just kept going with it, and. And somewhere along the line, I pulled Dan in too.
Yeah.
Because he owed me for firing me.
All right. So here's a weird thing. I'm so used to talking to you on Zoom. We're sitting right next to each other, but we have the Zoom monitor on the screen. And so I have been looking at you on the screen instead of you next to me.
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to look at you when I talk to you?
Right, exactly. Yeah, all right. Do a look at the camera. Yeah, no, it's weird. Good weird, but it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Let me look at this chat. Yes, Nick, exactly. Dan responded, "I'm looking for someone to fire eventually."
Really,
I was like, yes, I am only here for being fired eventually.
Just the power to fire somebody. And then,
no, I had no coding test. We had a conversation. I don't know if Dan remembers it, but I remember.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing either. This is the first time I ever, and to be clear, you weren't an employee. So, my whole thing was contractor, because I'm a contractor too. But yeah, I'd never done that before. And I really jumped into it. Very ADHD style, no real plan, no real, guidelines for myself or for anybody else or anything like that. And it worked out very well.
It did. It worked out really well.
But I don't know. It was fun. I've been missing it. Becca got I don't know.
I fired Dan and I got a new job.
Yeah. So with insurance.
Yeah.
I've heard is a good thing to
insurance
have,
is nice. It's useful.
So,
Didn't have that for a while. So I've been working a new full-time job. And Dan has been.
Yes. Thank you. If I didn't fire you, there'd be no virtual coffee. I didn't fire you. God.
I got tricked. It. Somebody, oh, please no. Grab that. No. Grab that from this video.
We're sitting in the.
So I can play it over and over.
I blame Milt, honestly, for that. For that one, we went to Milt in here in Lakewood, and we walked past it. The first place I wanted to go, found out closed for lunch on the weekdays, which I didn't know. But as we were walking past Milt, I was like, this place makes you want to go take a nap after. Mm-hmm. And it's true.
Can confirm.
Yeah. I mean, the 2 beers probably didn't help that either. But I blame that on that mental lapse. And I want to stand firm that I did not fire anybody.
I mean, what is your definition of fire? Okay. He was like, I'm no longer going to employ you or give you work or money. So anybody out there, please let me know. So now he is roped into virtual coffee forever.
Anyway, let's go back to Ayu saying that I was right.
And I don't think that's what Ayu said. Okay.
That everything that I did was good.
She 100% yeah. did not. No, I'm say pretty that. Sure
that's what she said.
She did not.
No, it's already like, we can't.
Man, it sucks that you fired Becca. That was pretty awful, but at least we got virtual copy out of it.
We can't scroll back.
Dan, you can fire me any day. I don't even know what that means.
No, Nick.
Sometimes I like very frequently will spit out water when I drink it. So I need to try very hard to not drink and laugh at the same time.
Yeah, somebody's episode, there was a really good one of that.
Oh, it's Helen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched you do it. I watched you swallow. Or like, did I start to drink water? And then Helen said something hilarious. And
I had to mute myself. I was choking for 5 minutes.
Becca and I both have a problem, but sometimes I don't know if you get this in Zoom where you're not like making eye contact with a real person, you know, but like you almost can like in Zoom sometimes, you know, where like, you know, you're looking at that person, you know, they're looking at you, you know? And we've had some meltdowns in the past. I'm trying to keep it, you know, solid on the podcast, but there's been some moments.
Yeah. Yeah, there are many moments on the podcast. We've progressed so much. When we first started the podcast, I would laugh uncontrollably for the first 5 minutes and I could never do the introduction. I don't know if there's any.
No, we have it all for sure. We sure have it all recorded. I don't know I don't know how much video we have of it, but like we have a lot of view of like trying to do the interesting stuff.
I just couldn't. I just would just.
It's so funny because you're so good at it. Like you're so good at like this stuff most of the time. And like, it's the recorded nature of it. It's like the reading the script part.
It was like, I was so nervous. Like, it was like nervousness decided to turn itself into laughters. And like, I could not stop, which I guess is like better than crying or sweating, which I have also gone through those phases as well.
Yeah, sweating is definitely one of my main stress.
Just checking out the chat.
Yeah.
Promoted to customer.
Congratulations. Some, I don't know, pressure valves.
Yeah, Seuss, he probably would fire me for all of this. It's okay. Am I sure I'm an introvert? I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm an ambivert. I am especially like intensely nervous and shy and exhausted when I'm around people that I don't know, but like when I'm around people that I know or people that I'm friends with, then I can often like find that energy. I think that extroverts have.
For me, it's sort of knowing exactly what like I'm supposed to do in a situation. That's when I'm comfortable. Right. And so like this is just you and me chatting, you know, and like we've practiced this obviously. So it's like, you know,
we didn't practice this, but like,
can't you tell? We did like, very polished, you know, thing. No. But what I mean is like, I know what socially is expected of me in this situation. You know what I mean? And so if I'm in coffee, like one of our coffee chats and in a room with a whole bunch of people I don't know, I'm not like, I don't have a problem. Like, I don't get like awkward like that. But when I go to go to a conference, right? And then there's like a social hour or lunch or whatever, and I don't know people and I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do or my like role in, you know, that's when I get super.
Yep.
And I just go and sit down by myself and put my headphones on or I don't put my headphones on, but like, cause I'm fine if somebody comes and talks to me, like that's cool. Cause that's like a, hey, this is what you're supposed to do now, you know, but like walking up to somebody and trying to like, that's what I like. I really struggle with that. That's the kind of stuff that I struggle with, you know, is those like situations. Where it's a unfamiliar territory or like, you know, or something like that. So
my dad was just telling my oldest, my 12-year-old, he was talking about how great it is to talk to like random people and to go up and talk to them. I'm like, Dad, that's a terrible thing. My dad loves it. Like he will go up to any person and he will probably try and say what their name, he'll ask them their name and he'll continually try and repeat that throughout the conversation, but then forget their name and use a different name that's not. He tries very hard to be personal.
Yeah.
But that is like my worst nightmare, talking to a stranger that I don't know about things. I can't.
Yeah. No, my father-in-law is huge, big on that. And he was a bartender and stuff. And like, he just doesn't naturally like, he does it almost like impulsively, you know, but like in an elevator or something, he'll just like chat up and they probably don't want to talk to him. I mean, like not like he's not being creepy or anything. He's not like hitting on anybody or anything like that, but he's just like talking to them.
You'd be friends with my dad. Like they would talk to each other.
And he's like great guy. You know what I mean? And like, but that's just how he is, you know? Somebody said something about, Joe said, something, what do I do with my hands? That's a big thing with me too. And honestly, that's like one of the things I like about this phase in our like collective lives of the Zoom stuff is that most of the time, so right now my camera is like scooted back a little bit so that we can both fit in. Most of the time you can't see my hands. And I've honestly like during this thing have been like seeing my hands in the video and been like, oh God, get these out of here, you know, because I'm just like, I don't know. What do I do with my hands? Big problem. Yeah. What do I do with my whole body? Like standing in a group of people. How do I stand? You know, like seriously, like I've struggled with that, you know, like I don't, do you just put my hands in my pockets or, you know, I don't know.
That's why I like pockets. Yeah. Still make enough pockets for women. It's like even earlier, Dan and I were like sitting at this conference table talking, like I move around a lot and I like recently become more aware of how much I move by seeing other people on camera. And then I'm like constantly, I think someone once gave me like feedback, don't move your hands so much, it's distracting. Like, whatever, like I'm gonna move my hands as much as I want it, like because I can't. I said, like, we've got spinning, Dan's got spinny chairs, so I got to do a lot of spinning. this is what I do. I move all the time, but like when I'm in front of the camera in my office, like I very much I have to try very hard to sit still,
yes,
and not move my hands everywhere because that is not my natural state of being.
It's hard. Waving our hands in the air, yes.
We did the wave one time at Virtual Coffee in my breakout room. We like we alphabetized everybody, and then everybody went. It was very exciting.
Minnesota. Oh, Marie had to go.
Oh, Marie.
We'll miss you, Marie.
We should Is Kirk around? Can we bring Kirk on?
I don't know. It is Kirk Day.
Which is where we started.
He responded to one of your slides. Well, that was 20 minutes ago, I guess. Are you DMing him? Should I?
I DM'd him.
Okay. We'll see if we can get Kirk on here.
Our celebrity. Our resident celebrity.
It'll be funny because once we get another person on this call, you and me will be in one box and Kirk.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's crazy. It's
Kirk is at work. What's work? Do people do that?
Don't they know it's Kirk Day? I'm pretty sure they do because.
Maybe we could have any Kirk. Nick has asked. That's a good question. So in our Slack right now, most of us have put our profile down, flipped it, and reversed it. But with Kirk's.
I see him. Kirk.
Kirk.
All right, we're going to try to get Kirk in to join.
We're doing our best. If we disappoint you,
to remember how to, you know, work.
We are sorry. We're doing our best to bring our celebrity on the stream. There's at least take 10 fakes in the chat as well. I want to shout out to Abby Brady because she DM'd me last night. And she was like, after midnight, put up this in your profile. So Abby has been an amazing observer of Kirk Day, and I could not have asked for anything better.
Breakout rooms. I don't think we need
it. We don't want breakout. Where are we breaking out to?
I was trying to turn off the weight.
Will the real Slim Kirk please stand up? Yes. Oh my goodness. We definitely need to find more ways to put Kirk into music.
All right. Kirk said he can join in 3 minutes. So
should we tell jokes? Tell jokes.
Vamp. We just talked about this before. I don't know jokes. I can't remember.
All right. I'll tell my joke. Have you all heard the one about pizza?
Nope. I haven't heard that one.
Never mind. It's too cheesy for me to tell.
Dan.
When we do the podcast, Dan always wants me to adjust my microphone. And so then I try and tell him jokes, which he ignores all of the time. And then some of our guests are nice enough to laugh. So if you come on the podcast, please laugh at my jokes and roll your eyes at Dan.
Don't encourage her.
Please encourage me. In my keynote talk that I'm giving in July, I'm just telling jokes for 50 minutes straight because I can do whatever I want.
That's true. You're the keynote speaker. So it'll be your first and only time being a keynote speaker.
But is it worth it?
Oh, Joe says that's a fire you again. Wait, I did not fire you. I rejected that. I rejected. God, they keep trying to trick me.
Can't fire me anymore.
Damn it.
All right, but if anybody else has jokes, please put them in the chat, and then I will deliver them because I'm very good at it.
She needs to deliver them because you are the worst joke receiver in the world. You know what she does? Yeah, you know what you do when I ask you joke, there's been times where I've like pulled out some jokes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I know that you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
But she guesses the answers. She didn't say, I don't know what. She like tries to like it's a riddle.
Isn't that the right way to do
it? No. No, it's not.
Oh, no, Dan. I don't know. Can you tell me the answer?
No, that's not what are you doing? You're fired.
Again.
Not again. For the first time, I fired you. Man.
See, exactly. Thank you, Joe. Joe knows. It's not a joke. It's a challenge. Every joke is a challenge.
That's not a... It's not a joke.
Well, but a joke then is like a story that you tell with a punchline at the end.
What a joke. You're
yeah, isn't that what everybody aspires to?
I'm a weird Kirk here. Okay. Well, according to Kirk, 1 minute left. So yeah, we'll see.
1 minute. T-minus 1 minute.
Oh, Kirk was not consulted at all for any of this. That is true. I try not to consult Kirk ahead of time on things where
we need somebody to be reasonable.
Yeah. right. Exactly. Or, you know, where he might have time to think about whether he wants to engage or not. And we try to pull him in, you know, before he has a chance to, you know.
Yeah. No, we
avoid my ridiculousness.
Joe, yes, we do need a scoreboard. Maybe that will be next month's monthly
challenge.
All right.
So far, count as one.
97 and counting.
Oh, God. How did I not see that coming, honestly?
I don't know. I didn't even think about it until we started talking and you brought it up.
I don't think it was me.
Yes, a Slack channel.
Yeah,
or a Slack bot that posts every time that Dan fires me.
How about a Slack button that just announces that Becca's fired again?
Everybody fires me over and over. It's okay. Just keep firing me. It's fine. Kirk is preparing to be up here. Sorry, Kirk. We're sorry that you have to prepare for us.
Yes.
We were trying to send a drone that would just go scoop up Kirk and bring him to Cleveland.
Well, maybe Zoom will cut out the echo. I was just thinking I went ahead and opened up headphones. And then I don't know how to do that really. we're just going to try it. And I'm going to count on you guys to tell us if there's a bad echo, because I'm just going to play it over the speakers. And because Zoom is actually usually pretty good at that. Like
one headphone in your ear, one headphone.
I mean, if that's what we have to do, we could do AirPods or something, but like that'll be annoying. I'm trying to think if there's any other solution. Literally, this is the first time I've ever sat next to somebody.
Okay, and tried to be on,
camera.
I mean, if I have my computer, I can.
Yeah, I mean, like you could go on to the other fucking room and do that. Like, oh, sorry. I did not mean to curse, but she made me have two beers and she forced me to do it. And, which I've been meaning to talk to HR about, and they said you're fired. So.
Fired again.
The reason I swore was because, like, you going out somewhere else sounds not fun, is my point.
I meant have my computer and log on, and I would sit here, but just I could put the sound in my ear.
I feel like you'd get a delay, plus you'd hear me through there, too, and through here, through. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So... we're going to try it.
Do they have like covers for your AirPods if you're sharing them for someone else? Like, you know how like they have like the tongue depressor and they cover it, or like the ear thing, they put a little thing. Do they have one of those for your AirPods?
As soon as I thought of that, that's where like my AirPods are like gross, right? Now. Like, I wouldn't want to share them with anybody. So that would be an embarrassing thing to do. So. There has to be some sort of like, I don't know. I feel like back in the day, they used to have a lot of cool things where you'd split the,
Did they have a lot of cool things?
Yeah, where they'd have a little splitter. So you have your iPod and the cord with the two things, and then you could.
Oh, I didn't have an iPod.
Cars. You sit next to your friend in the bus or the car, and both listen to the same thing. Yeah. But those were recorded. You know, they were like.
Old people?
No. So for like cool kids in high school that listened to cool music and had cool friends.
I was not a cool kid with cool friends in high school.
All right. I didn't have it either, so it just seemed cool. What?
Dan watched the other cool kids. Oh, Kirk is talking. It's set up there.
Oh.
Where is he?
Kirk, are you here?
I mean, I can see you.
All right.
I want you to know, like...
I just shouted.
It's Kirk.
I was still watching the stream while I was getting ready, and then... there was a moment where I'm like, there's a lot going on here. I don't know where I fit in. I don't have any jokes and I don't have any like joke rule formats. So,
but you're the best. So,
Becca, I feel like what you think are jokes are not what other people.
Oh no.
I just feel like you've taken and competition, and he like put them together and said, "That is all of jokes." There's more to jokes.
Oh, that was a Kirk. I'm so glad you're here.
That
was decades ago. I know it was decades ago because it was high school. Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
Decades.
Sorry.
All right. Everybody else has said there's no audio issues.
Yay.
We are good.
We did it. We got the celebrity of the year here. Welcome. It's been a great year.
Celebrity of the multiverse.
Yeah.
This entire day, I've just been seeing threads and going, I don't remember talking to
you. I've been having the opposite problem where I was reading through a thread and was like, oh, who wrote that? Oh, that was me.
Dan said, I think we were at lunch.
Again, I just want to make the record clear that I was not consulted about any of this. I woke up, I saw it, and I just assumed Slack wasn't working.
Nick Taylor, like somebody maybe read out, was like, I am seeing pictures of Kirk. And Nick is like, it happens sometimes. And it does. Like sometimes Slack will like put other people's pictures.
Not upside down usually, though.
No, and flipped it around.
Okay, so I'm going to be clear. I was very dense. It took me way too long to figure out that's what that was. Again, I just thought it was Slack not working. And then I thought it was like, okay, let's add one way for Kirk to distinguish himself from other people. But it wasn't even about me, which I feel like is the
It's all about you. Every part of it is.
Kirk Day is about everyone. It's a VC event. I'm just
it's about celebrating how much we love Kirk.
Yeah.
No.
We're lucky that Missy Elliott responded to you so we can remember every day. It's like Valentine's Day, because some people don't like Valentine's Day because they're like, what is this? It's a commercial holiday to sell us chocolate and flowers and cars. But it's also a day to like remind you to stop and think like, oh, I am going to tell this person that I love them today. Right. And so like we often forget to tell you every single day that we love you, Kirk. So this is our Kirk Valentine's Day / Missy Elliott Day.
We do love you, Kirk.
We love you.
See, I wasn't prepared for this either. Go back to the jokes. I didn't sign up for any Kirk, real functions
Kirk,
here.
Since it's Kirk Day, do you want to fire back at you?
No. I mean,
thank you.
I feel okay. Like everyone's I have to be the one person who doesn't party.
I get
how many people do you think have fired me?
I mean, just based on the chat response, people seem to be really into you being fired. Like, as much as like Kirk Day, like on their tier list of events, Kirk Day, Becca being fired, that's what the people want.
The people want me to be fired?
No.
I don't even know what to do. I'm going to have to like think about this very hard on my 2.5-hour drive home. Why everybody loves me fired.
Well, you seem to be like really enthused about it, to be honest. Because you're the one who brings it up. Dan doesn't bring it up.
No, I'm just shaming him.
It's like your origin story.
It is my origin story.
Not the teaching, not the women who coach. It's just like it all started when Dan fired me. And a passion lit inside.
Sometimes
less fire.
My other origin story is not a, it's not, it's rated PG-13.
What?
Why I got into coding?
Oh. Why did I get into coding?
I can tell that one, but then people always feel awkward because like when someone asks you how you got into coding and you use the word vagina, they're suddenly like all weird about
it. Is that what gets you PG-13?
Like, yeah, for sure. I don't think you could say that in a PG movie.
Really? I don't know.
You can drop one F-bomb in a PG-13 movie. So we're still at PG-13 here. We're good.
Ooh.
Dan, watch yourself.
What's good?
Why would you immediately throw it on today?
Because he already dropped one today. He dropped our one and only.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to be the one that gets to drop it.
Because I was worried about you leaving.
Okay, yeah, no, you're in Dan's house now. So you get like, what's the body?
This is my office. It's office.
Oh.
Office.
Yeah. It's actually Sprocket's office, which is who I do most of my work through. But I have my own, like, well, I don't know this stuff. You know, I have my own room that is my office.
In I've incorporated office. Everything.
Oh, like, what is your room? What is
work?
Like, I have
a
like
a house in a tree.
There's a suite of offices.
Yes. It's got its own little pod.
And I have one of
there's a conference room are, and a couple of offices.
I believe you are built in a treehouse. I don't believe anything you say.
I would like to be in a treehouse.
Very cool. Emily and I went two weeks ago, Amish country and got a treehouse, like Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
It's like a newly built thing that was like, well, way raised up in the trees and stuff. It was really cool. Yeah. Highly recommend.
Gemma and I drove through Amish country recently on accident. I made a wrong turn.
That's always.
And we went thrift shopping and I got some large plastic bins for $3 each.
Amish plastic bins?
No. They were $3.
One thing I learned this trip, lots of Amish people now are into e-bikes, which was a surprise to me, but was cool.
Oh.
And it made sense once I thought about it. So like lots of, and it was honestly, there was a couple of men, mostly a lot of women riding around on the country highways. I mean, the same highways that the buggies are riding on, but they're just like, and they usually had a little bike trailer, you know, but they're just like flying down. That went on electric bike. It's cool.
Interesting.
Fun fact, early in the history of bikes, there was like a massive upsurge in popularity with women because it gave them like access to travel and like see their friends without having to like go through their husbands. And so there was like a big like reactionary thing. So the people, they like published articles about like the bicycle. Is it ruining your woman to get them to stay home again? Because that's how that goes. But I just imagine some like dude just like, oh, these bicycles, they're hanging out with their friends.
I don't ride a bike at home.
What?
I don't ride bicycles.
You can't or you don't?
You can't.
Well, Bill.
You don't know how to ride a bike?
Well, I did, but then I fell off it too many times. So
I didn't know how to ride a bike.
I don't know. I mean, do you know how if you keep falling off? I had a bunch of stitches in my elbow. See, there's still a scar there. I don't think you can see that on screen.
I can see it.
Thank you. Thanks for confirming. It's
very tiny.
It was larger. Okay. For a long time.
Not a contest.
I once ran into a pole while riding on a bicycle. I don't ride bikes.
You're 200 miles of trees. But the story.
I was on a flat path.
Like, I mean, I feel like you know how you're just not good at it. And that's fine. I mean, like, you're allowed to be not good at things. Yeah. But you know how to ride a bike, is my point.
You're saying I'm not good at riding a bike?
Yep. Challenge thrown down.
I just don't know how.
Wait, can you swim?
I'm a great swimmer.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out, like, in a triathlon, like...
I was a lifeguard for, like, 10 years of my life.
Really riled up there.
Girl. Where are you struggling?
I taught children how to swim. Taught swim feet.
So it's like swimming, running, cycling.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. That's it. I don't know. I probably would not ride a skateboard. I tried to do that with my child's skateboard, and I was like, this is going to break my hip.
Yeah. I was just worried about my
time. No sled riding. I once almost broke my hip sled riding. I had to go to the emergency room. It wasn't broken, but it gave me lifelong problems.
Dick.
That's
when I was on a mattress. I sled rode on a mattress. That was a bad idea.
So you weren't sledding so much as mattress.
Well, so
that's a little different.
I was like not good at sled riding. And so then these boys in college, they were like, hey, let's take this mattress and we'll go on it and you'll land on the mattress and it's soft. And that makes sense. Well, okay. But there were the ramp.
Yeah,
but I was like, don't go over the ramp. They promised they wouldn't go over the ramp. And you know what happened? Everybody ditched the mattress except me and one other guy. And he landed on top of me and he was 200 pounds. I landed on my hip.
That does not sound good.
It was not good.
Corey started with, I'm not good at sled riding. But as far as I'm aware, now remember where I live. So I'm admittedly ignorant of these things. But isn't it just like physics happening to you?
Yeah, like it was mostly the ramp that was a problem, I feel like.
Well, sled riding was the easiest thing. That was my second sled riding.
I mean, Kirk, you're totally right, though. You just like sit on the sled and then go down a hill. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, sometimes like you wreck into things.
So I feel like the important part about sled riding is picking your spot. Because if you go where there's like huge ramps or like, I don't know where else you crashed, but like trees and stuff. You
trees,
know,
it was a
probably
tree.
Not
a, I hit a tree a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sleds are hard to steer. Like they're not going to like do a sharp turn steer. You
know? I remastered my fear though. My brother moved down the street and has a great sled riding hill. And I have gone down that hill multiple times.
Yeah. You can affect like slow gradual turns on sleds. You know what I mean? But like
straight down.
Well, I mean, I'm saying you can turn slowly while you're going fast straight down, but you have to plan ahead.
In the ground.
You have to plan ahead or just ditch it is what I would. What I do when I get
not good at that.
Yeah. Jeff is
correct. He says I lift heavy things and I flip them down.
Somebody said we should do a challenge, a bike ride challenge, but it would be a. I can actually sit on a bike and not move and not fall over.
Dan has a nickname for his bike riding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Hot Shot. Yeah. Somebody named it. I got a nickname. It originated from bike riding, but. That was, I don't know what all that stuff was. But nice. Yeah. Becca's daughters sent me Pukemoji drawings because every time they come on the thing and they always want, you know, whatever they're waving and stuff. And so I just started sending Pukemojis and they thought it was funny.
Well, that's been very validating to me that like Becca's family associates me with like pancakes and hot sauce and like Dan gets Pukemojis.
So I don't think anybody knows this story. So one morning, a couple of weeks ago, we were making pancakes and my daughters decided they were going to make pancakes. So pancakes that looked like Kirk. And then they argued over who would eat the pancake. But then it we only had a little bit of batter left. So there was only one Pankirk and it looked like a tiny baby. So I think Gemma ate baby Pankirk. Kirk is like, that is very strange.
And she sent me this like, look, they made like Pankirks. There's nothing special about pancakes. It's just a small pancake. There's no distinguishing. There's no like chocolate chip face. It's just a pancake.
We did our best with what we had. Okay.
Oh man.
Do your best is best. Don't tell them. It's very heartwarming, but also quite strange. I only know how to make pancakes from scratch, not the mix. And the like proportions I learned it at are the only way I can do it. So I can only make like enough pancakes for like a full family, but my family quickly, like we don't want pancakes. So I would just eat like 2 pounds of pancakes myself.
You can freeze them.
Yeah.
And then pop them in the toaster.
Yep. It's true. They're good that way.
Or I could eat 2 pounds.
Right. So you're bragging at this point is you get to eat 2 pounds of pancakes.
And then I go up to them like, you made me do this. That's the spirit.
So we were talking, we wanted to hang out on stream or whatever and just hang out with people. We talked about doing a podcast, like making this like a live podcast episode. I realized that we didn't do a random question or anything like that. So I don't have a plan for this. I was thinking in my head, somebody has a good, you know, random question. Or Kirk, if you...
Well, in VC today...
Or riddle, really.
Sort of like... Rebecca. Fake yep. Icebreaker was which part of your body hurts, because the answer could be multiple. Well, like, which is the one you noticed hurting like most recently? Because somehow we just all started talking about the parts of our body with like creep.
My traps. My traps hurt.
Which ones are your traps? Oh, okay.
I have built up too much muscle and now it's very tight. And it hurts every day.
The problem too, right, Dan? Much muscle.
I did too many trapezoid exercises. So,
yeah. When I was a kid in school, I did all the triangle workouts. I saw some of these.
You know, like, I get in the gym and I think geometry. I'm like, yep, those trapezoids.
Boom.
The acute and the obtuse triangles. And then make sure you hit the
squares.
Is perfect triangle? Well, no. What's the equilateral triangle as well? Make sure you hit all three of those. If you want to do a full workout, then you get into the 3D and you get some cubes, and you get some other hedron things. Oh man, this is where
this man is clearly.
I almost had it.
And sports is what we're saying. I think someone in the Slack was like, "Who could lift more weight?" Like, people like deadlift more. I'm like, it's definitely
a deadlift. Becca would very easily. I mean, most of these probably she would anyway, but like a deadlift, any of the ones where you need a form, you need form and stuff like
that's all the
proper form. I'm saying I would just kill myself. Like I would like my back would throw out or something. You know what I mean? I have literally never works out. Like I'm fairly strong, but Becca works out all the time. It is very strong. I feel like a bench press is where I probably could equal her. Because bench press, I don't have to worry about hurting myself very badly because my back is distorted. You know what I mean? But like any of the ones that like require skill, I mean.
Jesse and I talked about it last night.
She's killing.
I was like, I think Dan could crush me in bench press.
I'm like, for somebody who doesn't ever work.
What I want to know is who wins cycling. I think you could have an edge there.
Oh, for sure. I don't know how to cycle.
After, you know.
Stationary bicycle.
After like elbow scar McGee over there, you got a chance.
So if we were going to have it, so somebody mentioned triathlons and there's like triathlon teams too. So like most triathlons, they have like team for competition, you know, as well. So if we did a triathlon, would you do run or swim?
Probably swim.
All right. So Kirk, that means you're on running.
That's like. What am I better at than the two of you? Jokes. What am I better at sports-wise?
No, Joe, Becca would win at push-ups easily.
Oh, I don't know. My shoulder is, Kirk is still in the 100 push-ups challenge, right?
Yeah, but I don't do like the full ones. I'm doing like incline. Nothing.
I hurt my shoulder. I have a torn something.
You know, my thing with push-ups, honestly, that bothers me is my wrists aren't flexible for my wrist hurt.
Well, yeah, you got to work on that.
Yeah, like they don't like.
My right wrist from using the mirror all the time is definitely tighter than my left one.
Yeah, I'm sure I could work on it if I wanted to, but
yeah. Yeah, the tunnel I travel through the most is carpal. With like, they have those things you can fold instead of pressing your arms flat on the ground, but they hurt.
Yeah.
Just your arm in a different way. So I'm like, just transferred the pain from like doing this to like straight through. So it doesn't help at all.
Yeah. Did you read Nick's comment?
No.
Nick just says, I saw someone mountain biking on a unicycle in a forest outside Montreal. I waved to them and they fell.
Yeah. Is that a joke or a true story?
It's Montreal, so it's definitely.
So they're in Montreal. So I just imagine them like doing a jump on a unicycle, waving to Nick, and then like seeing them veer off into a tree and yelling, Sacre Bleu, or something like that.
It's like The Office. They have to yell parkour, parkour.
Oh my gosh. My kids love that.
Then a little way. No.
A mountain bike unicycle? Yeah, I don't even know if that's a thing.
I've seen those for sure. And like if people do like insane things on them. I've seen them a bunch. I don't think I've seen them in real life, but I've seen them on YouTube. If you want to
see them on YouTube. You know in Spider-Man where they tell him do a flip and then he does the flip and then it's like, oh, that's it. Cool. I want it to be on like both ends of that. I want to be the person saying, do the flip. And then someone else says the flip. And then someone says to me, I want to be able to do flip in that moment.
Yeah.
But that's never going to happen. Just backflips are terrifying. What am I better at than the two of you? I got to figure this out.
Kindness, documentation, Elm, games. Yeah. Well, I don't know if Dan's better than you at games or not. I like games. I'm very bad at them.
I only like two things, but it's
yoga.
Not anymore. That's.
Have you seen Dan do yoga?
I would pay money. I would donate time and money to make that.
Kirk, it is Kirk Day. You are allowed to ask him to do whatever you want right now.
Doing anything
okay?
Right now.
I'm like
my daughter's wedding.
Give me that word, dog. I think I don't know. I'm not very flexible at all. It's a known fact.
Haikus, Kirk. Right. Poetry, maybe. I don't know.
But you're a poet.
Yeah. And I'm poetry.
We all have dabbled in the poetry.
We have all three dabbled in the poetry. Right. You be able to find all three of our poetry online if you search hard enough.
I used to have a website. The first website I ever made, it was a WordPress site. It was called Shiver Sharks, because that's a collective noun for sharks. And I found out, because everyone does like a parliament of owls or like one of the ones everyone knows. I'm like, give me a weird one. It's like a shiver of sharks. I'm like, that's great. And then I saw someone who had the murdered crows. I was like, boring. I really judged them about that. But my website's gone. So. I don't want to add it to it. WordPress is just like, you don't do enough.
Oh, no.
And I think I saved everything from it as a RTF rich text. I'm like, this is great. Lost that file. Worthless. Unhelpful. This was before I knew about Markdown or anything, really.
Yeah. Same.
Does anyone remember that thing people used to use to make websites? My professor in university used it. Eclipse? No.
Dreamweaver?
I love Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
That was the first time I ever coded was in Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I spent years in Dreamweaver for sure.
It was.
I want to do yoga with the goat too.
What?
Virtual coffee. Retreat at Glenn's house.
I've seen the goat yoga videos, and as somebody who like, I see goats every day. Goats poop.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Well,
is the goat doing yoga too, or is the goat just like
you do the yoga and a bunch of little like kid goats just kind of like amble about, and sometimes they just climb you because that's their thing.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah.
Can we do it with fainting goats too? And then we could like jump up and scare them.
We'll need to get goats.
Yeah, Nick, I use fireworks. Yeah, Dreamweaver. So that's the Macromedia suite, like Dreamweaver, yeah. Fireworks, and then like Flash, if you're doing Flash. And there was another one that I didn't use very much, like a more designy one. But yeah, I was in Dreamweaver and Fireworks. And like Dreamweaver was actually really good, even not using the like generated stuff, but it was a good like code editor. Like I used it as my like just code editor for, I don't know when I stopped, but like a long time.
My first full-time job out of college, I was a community organizer for an environmental nonprofit. And the executive director,
that's right.
My first week, he was like, do you know code? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, go home this weekend and learn HTML and CSS. And I was like, okay. Like Jesse was my boyfriend at the time. And I went home and he had like textbooks on HTML and CSS. So like we went over those things like, all right, I know it now.
That's awesome.
Good. All weekend. I'm pretty much an expert.
Nailed it. Yep.
Yeah. Just to say, Jeff in the chat was like, do push-ups on your fists. And the poor wristband. Again, like, we're just trading problems here. That's not better. Yeah. Shout out to that's a Dreamweaver. I remember like a lot of purple. It was all like purple involved for some reason. Yeah. Oh, I have a great bad joke. I just heard it. This is apparently very popular, but it's the first time I heard it. Becca, don't ruin it.
Okay.
Which
or Kirk's gonna.
I do all Java developers wear glasses.
This is where you say, I don't know why.
Oh. I don't know why.
Oh, that was really good. Because they can't see sharp.
Nice. I was not going in that direction. I was going more with
were a software developer in like 1998, that would have been incredibly funny. Like back when they were basically
C sharp in 1998. This is still like C++, isn't it? When did C sharp become a thing?
Okay. 2005. That's within, you know, back when
you were like 13, you didn't hear of anything.
I wasn't 13. We don't need to talk about how old I was, but I was in computer science in college, which was after that.
And Nick Taylor's heard it. So that's all the validation on
C++. Does C++ not exist anymore?
Yeah. People use it to write.
What's the difference between that and C#?
Unity. Whoa, buddy.
I don't know. I'm asking.
How dare you?
I'm not saying there's no difference. I'm literally asking. I don't know.
C# is all .NET, right? It's all Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's just, if you're in Microsoft, 90% of the time you're writing C#. And C++ is not. C++ is still considered like the language for like high performance stuff if you don't want to get like down to C, I guess. But I feel like C++ devs' favorite thing to do is like complain about C++.
Sure.
Kind of like JavaScript devs.
Like, yeah, if you get to a certain level, that's just going to be.
Yeah, like if it's useful enough, like there'll be enough code written that there's like something to complain about.
Like Emily tells people, like she was on a trip with her grandma and she's like, yeah, Dan hates computers. And she knows that like I do what I do for a living, you know? But it's true. And like, I just, you know, she didn't understand, you know, she's like, what? What does that mean? Yeah, she's like, yeah, Dan hates computers. Because she told me a story because I was like, oh, yesterday I spent like 3 hours trying to get, I almost did it. I almost went over PG-13 again, Ruby to work again on my computer. And it was really annoying and it like killed my whole day. You know, anyway, I was complaining about it at home and I was like, yeah, I hate computers.
The but, first
like,
time.
I don't like them. So, you know.
Well, the first time I learned Ruby, it was similar to Becca's situation. I was in an internship and they're like, well, we can't get any developers to help in this project. So you guys are going to do it yourself. And we're like, okay. Any of you know Ruby? No. And then this was back in the time. They're like, here's the instructions for how to install this on your machine. If you get it wrong, you'll probably brick the machine. Good luck. So that's like what I learned Ruby in. And it was super painful. And I didn't like look at a line of Ruby against what Tim was. So, you know, onboarding matters.
Yeah. No, it's like, doesn't matter. Every time I have to do something with Ruby, and I just do it so infrequently that it's, you know, that's why it's a problem for me. Obviously.
To be fair, I feel like I do Python stuff all the time and I still mess it up, like getting it to work on the machine. I just want things to work. I just want to click work and then they work.
Yep.
Specifically the installation and running part.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the worst.
I got a tutorial. I'm like, oh, I'm going to npm install, do your thing. Npm did its thing. Do the thing, run. Didn't work. I Googled the error. You know it's bad when you search for an error and it takes you to like the official GitHub like issues unresolved page? Like, oh no. I can't escape.
No, I was deep into that yesterday. There's a bunch of M1s. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Anyway, beaters are annoying and I hate them.
Also, I have to go. So.
To leave at 3, not 3:30.
Oh, you were hanging out for like a week.
Oh,
I have children.
Becca needs to go.
I have to go clean up the creek in my neighborhood.
She needs to go clean up
the creek. Are you Smokey the Bear?
Birthday. Week.
Kirk, I just want to say happy Kirk Day to us all.
We're glad to have you as our one and only Kirk.
Thank you for joining us.
In the entire world.
I am. I'm happy to provide me as a catalyst for the cool people here. Kirk Day is weird, but the people who like it are great. I am settled on this.
I'm glad you were around. No. We didn't plan any of this at all, so I appreciate you, you know.
Dan was like, we should have an agenda, and I was like.
We did get a lot of stuff done today.
We got a ton of stuff done.
It was a good.
But most importantly, we saw Kirk on Kirk Day and changed our profile pictures for Kirk.
Nick Taylor's profile picture is sideways.
We noticed that.
Awesome.
It all makes sense.
The Kirks have gone rogue. We are Legion.
Yes. Well, that seems like a great way to end.
Yep. That's a good one. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out. And happy Kirk Day. And
we'll see y'all Thursday.
Yeah, see you Thursday.
Don't do another one. No more Kirk Days. I'm Kirk.
See you next year at Kirk
Day. Do it
next year. The end.
Fire us?
Yeah. I'm going to fire every single
one. You wouldn't fire me.
It was collective. It's fine. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Virtual Coffee Podcast. This episode was produced by Dan Ott and Becca Harat-Weigel. If you have questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at virtualcoffee.io or email us at podcast@virtualcoffee.io. You can find the show notes, sign up for the newsletter, check out any of our other resources on our website, virtualcoffee.io. If you're interested in sponsoring Virtual Coffee, you can find out more information on our website at virtualcoffee.io/sponsorship. Please subscribe to our podcast and be sure to leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.